Chapter 4. How to Train a Pig. "You were wrong about everything," Mr. Wheeler told Albert over the phone. "He's not a teacup pig at all." Nick listened anxiously and put his arms around Margaret. They barely reached around his body. It was November now, and Marvin weighed over 300 pounds. When he jumped in circles, the whole building shook. When he slept next to Nick at night, he took up most of the bed. He even hogged the covers. "Well, sure, he's marvelous, Albert," Mr. Wheeler went on. "But our neighbor doesn't think so. Maybe you should take him back." Mrs. Wheeler snatched the phone from her husband. "Harry, shame on you," she whispered. Then she spoke into the phone. "Don't do that, Albert. We just need your advice." She listened while Albert told her his idea. "Training, like for dogs?" she asked. Nick and Mr. Wheeler both raised their eyebrows. "I had no idea. Pigs were so smart," said Mr. Wheeler. "If you think it will work, we'll give it a try." Grumped Marvin. One week later, Nick nervously led Marvin up to the door of Jenny Chow's dog school. He didn't know how the dog owners would feel about having a pig in the class, and he hoped Marvin could stay out of trouble for once. Nick and Marvin peeked their heads into the classroom. A bald man in an expensive suit was showing off his tiny poodle. "Of course, Fifi is so well behaved," the man said. He stroked her soft fur that looked like fluffy white clouds. She doesn't even really need training, but I want her to be perfect. "Oh, I quite agree," Mr. Pennyworth tittered, an old lady wearing a pearl necklace. "My princess here may be the finest Maltese in the city, but training is always wise." The other dog owners all agreed. Mr. Sparkles, the pug, and Christina Maria, the Chihuahua, and Gunther, the Great Dane, were all nearly perfect dogs. They just needed a little bit of training to be fully perfect. Nick gulped. The trainer, Jenny Chow, wore a red tracksuit and a whistle around her neck, like a PE teacher. When she saw Nick and Marvin, she said, "Listen up, everyone. Today I am super excited for class because we have a very special guest. Please say hello to Marvin, the marvelous pig." All the dog owners turned to stare at Marvin. Nick saw their jaws drop open. He heard them mutter to each other. Marvin oinked and jumped in circles, showing off as usual. "Sorry," said Nick. "He's a bit of an attention hog." Mr. Pennyworth looked walked away from Marvin with his nose in the air. "My Fifikins would never behave like that," said. But Fifi was watching Marvin with bright, curious eyes. "Okay, let's get started with a little warm-up," said Johnny cheerily. "Just walk your pet around the room. Show them how it's done, Fifi Woo," Mr. Pennyworth said. He led her around the room on a sparkling leash. She trotted proudly next to him like a queen. The other dogs and owners tried to copy him. Marvin, on the other hand, didn't want to just walk. He wanted to frolic. He danced around the room, kicking out his legs and shaking his massive body. "We're not frolicking, Marvin," said Jenny as cheerily as she could. "We're walking." Fifi watched Marvin. Frolicking looked like much more fun than just walking in circles, so she started frolicking too. And then all the other dogs joined in. Soon, every animal in the class was joyously frolicking around the room. "Fifi Cake, stop! This is so unlike you," Mr. Pennyworth cried. At last, Jenny gave a long, loud whistle. All the animals froze. "Phew," she said. "I think we need to practice sitting and staying next." She put out a bucket of dog treats. "Sit," she said to Fifi. Fifi calmly sat down. "Stay," said Jenny. Fifi didn't move. "Good dog." Jenny tossed a treat into Fifi's waiting mouth. She moved to Marvin. "Sit," she said. Marvin had a better idea. He thrust his snout up into the bucket and sent it flying out of Jenny's hands. The treats rained down. "Arf!" Fifi barked excitedly. She dove through the air and caught the treat in her mouth. Marvin squealed and started gobbling up as many as he could. And sure enough, all the other dogs joined in. Jenny blew her whistle over and over. All the dog owners pulled at their dogs' leashes. "That enough," Mr. Pennyworth shrieked. "That pig is trouble. When we come back tomorrow, I want it gone. Good day." And with that, he led Fifi right out the door. "He's right," said the old lady with the pearl necklace. "The pig has to go." All the other dog owners agreed. "He was only having fun," Nick said. "It's good to have fun," said Jenny, "but not if it makes trouble." "Marvin has to leave. I'm sorry." With a heavy heart, Nick led Marvin outside. "Oh, Marvin," he said, "what are we going to do now?" But Marvin wasn't paying attention. He was staring at a large bush. He gave a low snort. "What is it, boy?" Nick asked. Mr. Pennyworth was walking Fifi right past the bush. "Come along, Fifi Cakes," he said. "That pig is bad for you." Fifi whinnied and pulled against the leash. Just then, a man jumped out of the bush. He grabbed Fifi, unclipped her from her leash, and took off. "Mr. Pennyworth," shrieked her. "Stop, thief! Oh, my baby, my Woofykins, help!" A flash of pink flew past him. It was Marvin. Nick had never seen him run so fast, even for onions or pit apples or onions. Marvin threw himself at the thief. The thief screamed, 300 pounds of pigs. Pig barreled into him. Oof, shouted the thief. Fifi flew out of his hands. She yipped as she flew through the air. Don't worry, Daddy's got you, cried Mr. Pennyworth. He tried to make a diving catch. So did the thief, and so did Marvin. All three tumbled onto the hard pavement with a mighty thud. Then Fifi landed with a soft thump right on top of Mr. Pennyworth, who was right on top of Marvin, who was right on top of the thief. Get off me, the thief gasped. Never, said Pennyworth. Wham, 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 oinked Marvin. Arf, 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 yipped Fifi. Soon the police showed up to take the thief away. Nick proudly told them the whole story. They were very impressed with Marvin. We've been trying to catch this dog thief for months, said one policeman. What a pig! A marvelous pig, piped up Mr. Pennyworth. He clutched Fifi to his chest. I owe him everything. I don't know what I would do without my darling little Fifi Fooly Woofy Woofy Deedums. He buried his face in Fifi's fur and gave her lots of kisses. Nick and Marvin looked at each other. Don't worry, Marvin, I won't kiss you, Nick laughed, but I do love you. Give him a belly rub instead. Marvin liked those better anyway. Mr. Pennyworth smiled. I see now that Marvin is special, just like my little Fifi, said. Come on, let's go back to class together. Nick was so happy that he hugged Mr. Pennyworth right then and there. Maybe, just maybe, he thought, Marvin's days of getting in trouble were finally over.